Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So a hopeful night of fun and success tomorrow night for Jerry Bland's Edgewood Mustangs. They open the home season in the Corral against the Northview Knights, who, like the Mustangs, lost via a shutout in the season opener last weekend. Mustangs still a little shorthanded, and things, didn't get any better. What with junior tackle Ryan Stuffel and sophomore slot and wide receiver Parker Hall injured this week in practice. But, you know, that said, coming and coining kind of an old saying, without struggle, there is really no success.
When you go through a game like we did last week and you're getting ready for a season thing, sometimes you get challenged, and we're getting challenged right now. We've had a couple injuries early in the preseason that's going to test us, and really it's about becoming a team and working together and pulling together and playing our best ball by the time we hit the tournament. So, we have 16 seniors, and it's going to come up to them to be able to pull us together, to be that family that it takes to win football games. I tell our kids, I said, you know, the only time you're really going to lose is if you quit, and that's part of this tough challenge that we have in front of us, is to get better each week, deal with some adversity that's coming our way, and, you know, again, by the tournament season, put the best product we can on the field. Come down to execution, we're going to have to pull together as a team and work through the adversity and hang together.
Hey, you got a brand new four-game season here at home, and you know, the boys play well out in the Corral.
Yeah, you know, it's a journey to go. You know, we're going to have to climb that mountain. We're going to have to rely on some younger players right now. We're going to have some guys moving a couple of positions, and the good thing is, you know, they're getting to play a lot of football, and we're going to get better and build from now.
Well, that's key, obviously, and that is Mustang head man Jerry Bland. Don't forget, too, FYI, Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, returns after our game Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the game did seemingly move a little faster. The new 42nd play clock instituted last week on the high school football beat, clock starting at, you know, as soon as the referee spots the ball, much like college in the NFL. Unfortunately, Brownsburg took its time late in the game, milking good portions of time late in the fourth, nursing a lead that they eventually kept down and prevented South from winning at Huff Memorial. IHSA Commissioner Bobby Cox joined me the other night for Sports Talk at Yogi's, and I asked him if the 42nd field clock was here to stay.
Well, I've heard good things, Joe. Anecdotally, we're capturing data every game. We're requiring our member schools to report to us number of plays, time, length of game, so on and so forth. But this is an experiment that the National Federation has allowed Indiana to conduct. When rules changes of this magnitude are presented in all sports, there's an opportunity for states to petition to do an experiment. We're doing an experiment right now on the 42nd clock, and then we will capture this data. We will present it to the National Federation, to the Football Rules Committee. Robert Falkins, one of our assistant commissioners, sits on the Football Rules Committee. It will be his responsibility to present this data to the Football Rules Committee. They will have conversation about it, but I anticipate that if the data is positive, that the Football Rules Committee may return a verdict that would say, with state association adoption, a state may adopt the 25-second clock or the 40-second clock. And I think if that is the verdict of the Football Rules Committee, and that is written into the rules code, Indiana will go with the 42nd clock.
Well, you heard it from the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. I'm Joe Smith.